John Wirt is with us, and we lost one of the icons of American music this week in Glenn Campbell. He died at 81. John Wirt, you and I are old enough to remember the Glenn Campbell Good Time Hour. It was kind of a cheesy show, but it sure did showcase his music.
I watched the show because I was a Smothers Brothers fan, so I always watched them. And the Smothers Brothers booked Glenn Campbell to do their summer replacement series. And so they were the producers, I'm pretty sure. And it was their company that assembled that program. So I remember it being a nice variety musical program. And, of course, Glenn was great, and he had many great guests on it at that time.
This year, Jimmy Webb wrote a book. I think it's called The Cake in the Rain. Terry Gross did a fine interview with Jimmy Webb about that book. But, of course, those two are intertwined. They didn't necessarily like each other, but collectively, Jimmy Webb with his writing and Glenn Campbell with his singing and guitar playing, they were quite a force to be reckoned with.
Wichita Lyman, Galveston, by the time I get to Phoenix, three city title songs there, and all written by Jimmy Webb and performed in a hit by Glenn Campbell. Yeah, they were a great combination. Jimmy Webb was an unusually ambitious pop composer in that time. I mean, his songs are orchestrated and melodic and ambitious harmonically, and the changes and things like that. So they were a great combination and had huge success with at least, especially those three songs, Wichita Lyman, Galveston,
and there were others.
To get to Phoenix.
There were others like Where's the Playground Susie, but
which I don't like.
You don't like that song?
No. I actually had the 45, but I it's not one of their best.
Went up to number 28 on the chart.
No, not a big hit.
But a hit. And Glenn Campbell had 80 songs on the Billboard 100, 29 in the top 10, and 9 reaching number 1, including Alan Toussaint's Southern Nights.
Yeah.
I didn't like that song.
Well, Glenn upped the tempo quite a bit. And Alan liked what he did with it. Of course, Alan made a lot of money.
Yeah.
Because he wrote the song.
Of course. Larry Weiss's Rhinestone Cowboy was another big one, 1975 for Glenn Campbell. It's a song that he's probably most remembered for, but some have criticized that song as well, as people are occasionally inclined to do when you're talking about an artist. Webb's songs were probably the best, but the one that stands out that many people think Jimmy Webb wrote, but he did not, is Gentle on My Mind.
John Hartford. Yeah. Beautiful song.
Beautiful song. And that was one of the number ones. And Ali Baltazar has pulled it out of her catalog of classics from Mr. Campbell. Can we hear a little Gentle on My Mind?
It's knowing that your door is always open and your path is free to walk. That makes me tend to leave my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind your couch. And it's knowing I'm not shackled by forgotten words and bonds and the ink stains that are dried upon some line. That keeps you in the back roads by the rivers of my memory. It keeps you ever gentle on my mind.
When Travis Campbell started playing a guitar at age 4, his Uncle Boo in Delight, Arkansas, gave him a Sears Roebuck $5 guitar as a gift, and the rest, they say, is history. Before he became this famous singer, John Wirt, he was known as a great studio musician.
Yes, he was part of the group they came to call the Wrecking Crew out in Los Angeles, and they recorded for so many hits. So Glenn Campbell's guitar is heard on Strangers in the Night by Frank Sinatra.
Isn't that something?
Yes.
That's Glenn Campbell playing the guitar in Strangers in the Night.
Yes, and the Beach Boys' Pet Sounds, other Beach Boys songs. So many hits. Campbell is a guitarist on those things, and yeah, he was a great guitarist, and that's work he especially loved doing.
Well, Jimmy Webb said he was the best guitarist, and of course, when you talk about best, sometimes it's inappropriate to get into exaggeration or hyperbole, but he was among the best, there is no doubt, and he never really got the credit for that he should have. He did win 10 Grammys, by the way, so he didn't go through a career without a recognition. And then as his television show took off, the Glenn Campbell Good Time Hour, he decided he wanted to be a movie star. John, how did that go?
I don't know a lot about how he got into the movies, but he was a star. And John Wayne, of course, is a star of True Grit, and Glenn Campbell is a co-star. And I don't think Glenn was cut out for the acting because it didn't really work. It's very much a footnote in his professional life, I think. Glenn, I don't think he was even good in True Grit. He might have been. Maybe he's the reason Wayne got the Oscar, because Glenn looked so bad. They gave Wayne the Oscar because he looked so good. Well, I don't know. It just wasn't. He's not an actor. But he was so great in what he really did, which was the music.
Well, Glenn Campbell followed up True Grit with a movie called Norwood with Joe Namath and Kim Darby, who also was in True Grit. But was on the big screen making essentially his film debut with none other than John Wayne. Can you imagine that? And some thought that True Grit for John Wayne was a more of a lifetime achievement award than any one performance. He had so many memorable performances, but he won one Oscar, and it was for True Grit with Glenn Campbell. And once again, Glenn Campbell, if he didn't dominate the screen with his voice and presence next to the Duke, he did have a hit song from that movie. Allie, do we have it?
The theme song from True Grit.
One day, little girl, the sadness will leave your face as soon as you've won your fight to get just a stun. Some days, little girl, you'll wonder what life's about, but others have known few battles are won alone.
Glenn Travis Campbell, fabulous.
A beautiful high voice that he had.
Yeah.
A great musician and a great singer.
Great tenor.
A combination of the two. Mm-hmm.
And by most accounts, a good guy, but like many artists, a troubled man, and that was evidenced by his relationship with Tanya Tucker. They once infamously cleaned out a hotel room in Shreveport in one of their spats, and Glenn got into some bad stuff, booze, cocaine. Some blamed it on Tanya, but I think Glenn was a big man, and he certainly was older than Tanya Tucker, 22 years older. But that relationship didn't bring out the best in Glenn Travis Campbell.
I read he was married four times.
Yeah, four times.
Yeah.
But the last time he married a lady who stayed with him for many years, Kimberly Woolen. She was his wife of 35 years, and she stood with him truly through thick and thin. And not many stars of Campbell's magnitude, John, would do what he did and go on stage 151 times when he was faltering as he did. And as Jimmy Webb said, even though he didn't like him when they were together, he showed him what it was like to be a man.
Well, I want to say that shows True Grit right there.
It does.
And that's something that Bill Clinton, his fellow Arkansas native, said about in the many tweets and comments from celebrities and stars and people. Clinton said Campbell showed us his courage by living with Alzheimer's the way he did.
Thanks, John Wirth. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.